Hello, you're welcome to the Resilient Mind Podcast. We were on a very long break and now we are back, we're better, and it's going to be better and better and better. So the Resilient Mind Podcast is back. I am Dennis Agbeti, and the Resilient Podcast will take new shape, new form. I'll be bringing one or two of my friends once in a while to have a chat with them about different topics, and the goal is to help you increase the quality of your emotions and increase the quality of your life. We'll be having conversations that equip you with tools, techniques, and strategies to help you increase the quality of your mind, the quality of your emotions, and the quality of your life. And today I'll be talking about intentional forgiveness. Yes, intentional forgiveness. A lot of people, or one of the difficult things to do is to forgive. And the reason why it's difficult to forgive, because people do really hurtful things to us, very, very bad things. And there's something in man that's always seeking for justice. As a matter of fact, it is said that it is justice that is holding the earth together. And there's something in every human that wants justice. When someone does something that offends you, something that hurts you, something that is very, very, very bad to you, there's something in you that yearns for justice. And if that justice is not served, you know, it's very difficult to forgive. And however, the fact that somebody did something bad to you and you don't forgive, many a times it is you that suffers it the most, right? Not really necessarily the offender. So a lot of people are suffering from what somebody else did to them. So more like the pain is a trigger, or what the person did opens a door for weeks, months, and years of suffering. If something is not done intentionally to stop that suffering, a lot of people are suffering inside. When I mean suffering emotionally, suffering mentally, because of what somebody did to them. And this person that did this thing to them may have been forgotten, maybe living his or her life, or maybe happy. Why this person who is the victim, who is hurt, is still suffering from what that person did. And this can last for years. You might be listening to me today and you are suffering from what somebody else did to you. Somebody betrayed you. Somebody lied on you. Somebody cheated on you. Somebody cheated you. Somebody broke your heart. You know, somebody dealt with you in a very unruly manner, violently. Somebody beat you up physically. You know, or you know, somebody hurt your family, you know, swindled you, and you've not gotten justice, you've not gotten your revenge, you've not gotten, the person is still living his life. You could probably even see the person, and whenever you see the person, you just feel this fresh pain. You can't even explain it, you can't control it. You feel this hurt that sometimes you just feel so overwhelmed. I'm here to talk to you, and I'm here to tell you that it's time to heal, it's time to let go. Or you might say, Coach Dennis, you don't understand. What this person did to me is bad. I must revenge. I must see this person go down. I mean, I understand your pain, or I may not even understand your pain. However, I want to tell you that it's not worth the suffering you're dealing with now. Many a time, this pain you feel makes you affect you in ways that it costs too much for you. In ways that you cannot even pay. Ways that are too expensive. Because emotions are very unreasonable, and they are connected to your mind and your body, such that if you don't resolve those emotions, they begin to affect your behavior, they begin to affect your performance, your productivity, your happiness, your health. Emotions affect everything if you don't know how to let them go. Now, it's okay for you to feel how you feel. How you feel is valid. Your feelings are valid. However, it is time for you to heal. It's enough for you. People have been stuck for years because of what somebody did to them, and you've been stuck for the past 15 years, stuck in your emotions, stuck in your mind, and you're not living your life to the fullest. You're not living your life to, you're not enjoying your life. You're not happy just because of what somebody did to you. And this person can even be your mother, can be your father, can be your brother, can be the man you love the most, the woman you love the most, can be your boss. Well, you see, it's time for you to let go. It's time for you to. Everyone has been hurt one time or the other. Everyone on this earth has been hurt by one person or the other. Even you yourself, you've hurt somebody, and you may not even be aware. So, and what we need to learn is letting go, forgiving yourself, forgiving the person, and forgiving yourself. Because deeper than just not even forgiving other people is that many people are not forgiving themselves. Not forgiving themselves from the mistakes they made. They're not forgiving themselves for some errors in the past, the mistakes they made in their past, wrong decisions, so it's important that you need to forgive yourself also. Many people are having grudges against God. Why did you allow that happen to me? Why did you allow me to fail that exam? Why did you allow that my relationship to crash? Why did you allow my marriage to crash? Why did you allow, why would you allow this person to die? Why did you allow me to have that accident? And people are offended against God. People are offended against the church or the church they go to, offended against their school. It's time to let go. Emotions are like load that you're carrying. Imagine you're carrying a big bag of rice everywhere you go. Imagine how frustrated you'll be. Imagine how miserable your life. Imagine carrying. So let's say one hurt or one unforgiveness is a bag of rice, and you are carrying that bag of rice everywhere you go. Imagine how stressful that is. Imagine how painful that would be. That's the way many people are. So people are even feeling that to like five people. Imagine carrying five bags of rice on your head. How heavy life becomes. How tedious life becomes just because of you are carrying burdens you should have let go. And this is not to say what the people did is right, what the person did is right. What they did could be very wrong. However, the responsibility is for you to let go. You may not be able to control what other people do to you, but you can control how you respond. You can control what you do to yourself. And that is my message for you today. On next episode, I'm going to be sharing with you how you can overcome the steps, practical steps to forgive and let go. Practical steps to forgive and let go. This podcast is to challenge you to begin to consider letting go, to begin to consider forgiving yourself. Stop suffering. It's time to stop suffering. Until I see you next podcast. My name is Dennis Agbete. If you're listening, whatever the platform you're listening to this, I want to encourage you to subscribe, to comment, to give your rating so that more people can get this message. You can also share the link with your friends on WhatsApp, on Facebook, on Instagram. Till I meet you next time, have a fantastic day. Bye.